retired Duke professor in leadership. And so you all have been through your three-unit seminar this afternoon in the sun. None of my students ever had to do this. So I'm going to make my story short, because you guys need to get down to EPA. I got 3 points I want to share with you. But the reason I'm here is because my town, I've lived in for 30 years, Liberal Chapel Hill, is about to place 275 units of housing on top of 60,000 tons of toxic coal ash. Now, everyone here has been talking about all of the travesty that has occurred after the fact. And now we're in a situation where the energy companies are going to create this ahead of the fact. We're trying to get ahead of this and prevent all of the death and disease that we have heard about here today. Are you sick of it yet?
Yeah.
I sure as hell am. I've got 3 points. First point. Coal ash is the new asbestos. It's toxic as hell. The CDC claims that there are 35 toxic metals in it. EPA does. CDC says there are only 16. The scientist from Duke that we engaged, Dr. Anver Vengosh, a nationally renowned environmental scientist, found 19 toxic metals in the soil right at the site where they're going to build this housing, 828 Martin Luther King Boulevard. He would roll over in his grave. What's in it? Arsenic, mercury, lead, lithium, strontium, boron, radium-226, radium-228, and I could go on. What does it do to us? It causes cancer. The ingredients cause cancer. Because we haven't got the science yet, right? Because EPA, that we asked yesterday to fund it, isn't funding it. Death and disease are what come from coal ash. And each year, our private energy companies produce 140 million tons of this crap. 140 million tons every year. And where are they going to put it? Well, we've got 1,400 different sites in 45 states all over this country, in dry landfills and in wet ponds, where they store this stuff, and then it spills. Or it goes into fly ash and spins around in dust clouds. There are coal ash spills that have occurred ever since 1967. Clinch River, Virginia, 490,000 cubic meters went into that river. Cartersville, Georgia, 2002. Kingston, Tennessee, in 2008, 1 billion gallons of this stuff went into three different rivers. Shame on you, Congress. Shame on you, Congress. For you have been captured by the energy companies. You have failed to demand the coal ash be classified as a hazardous waste. That lets them do whatever they damn well please. Shame on you, EPA.
Shame on you,
EPA, for you have failed to do your job. You've evaded and avoided this issue. You've shifted the responsibility to the states. And oh my God, what happens in our state is a travesty. 3 weeks ago, we had a call with Region 4 EPA. They'll listen if you can get their attention. But then they hide behind bureaucratic and strict interpretations of the law. My second point, North Carolina is ground zero for the scourge of coal ash. And I'm going to start with Michael Regan. He was our environmental secretary. Now he's the nation's EPA director. Yeah. Michael, where are you? He refused to meet with Susan yesterday. That's an indication of his commitment. Then there's the Dan River spill in 2014. 83,300 cubic meters of coal ash went into the Dan River. And the people cleaning it up, some of you of them are here, 400 got cancer. 400. That's a direct cause and effect. Mooresville and Huntersville. Susan has told you about that, so I will move on. My colleague, Dr. Van Gosch at Duke, is about to release a paper, scientifically peer-reviewed, saying that every single body of water in the state of North Carolina has coal ash in it. Coal ash toxic metals. We have been poisoned by ourselves, by the energy companies, by greed, by profit. And now Chapel Hill, the canary in the coal mine. Because if it happens in Chapel Hill, it can happen to anywhere in the country. And I can see Duke Energy and the others just licking their chops, wait for this thing to go through in Chapel Hill, because then we can just put housing on top of coal ash wherever we go. The town's consultant, Harton Hickman, is a Duke Energy consultant. Terrific job, town council. They failed to do the health risk assessment. So a group of us, Safe Housing for Chapel Hill, engaged Dr. Van Gosch, Dr. Krevchenko of Duke Schools of Medicine, and Dr. Christina Zierl, the top three national coal ash scientists with a decade of experience and research doing this. Dr. Van Gosch then did a sample of the soil, as I mentioned, at 828 Martin Luther King. The levels are 10 to 30 times North Carolina soil and 3 to 4 times the EPA standard. They are hazardous. So, shame on you, Governor Regan, or Michael Regan. Shame on you, Governor Cooper, because you haven't protected the people. Shame on you, Department of Environmental Quality, because you have hid behind the Brownfield Agreement process to protect the power companies from liability. And shame on you, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and our town council, at least 8 of the members. You've ignored the science of the health impacts. You've run over those of us who have disagreed with you. And the council's developer caucus, about 6 or 7 members, is more interested in supporting developers than protecting the health of the people. Yes. So what can be done? My third point. Congress, we need a law that says it's hazardous, clean up the damn stuff. It's so obvious. Right. Governor Cooper, make clean water and soil the priority of your government. Yeah. Chapel Hill, remove all the damn coal ash before you build anything. We're not opposed to the building, we're opposed to the coal ash. So at the end of the day, my friends, it's up to us, we the people. I've heard that here today. I'm so happy to hear that. It's up to us. We got to demonstrate, we got to march, we got to vote for people who will put the interests and health of the people or in the interest of the corporations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.